It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
'Cause I'll be yours, and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends, holding fast.
It is time for What's for Breakfast. We got someone already, John.
All right.
On the Friday morning show, we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. This morning, we are in the Brainerd area with our friend Megan Shepherd. Morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us today. John, by the tone of her voice, do you think she's had breakfast yet?
I think she's already done and ready to get off to work.
I wish I could say you are right, but I think I'm just good at acting like it, maybe.
So you haven't had breakfast yet. Have you had any beverage or anything?
Yeah, that's usually how I start. I'm having lemon water and tea right now. Yeah, holy basil tea.
But wait a minute, no. Is a lemon water chaser, or are they mixed together?
Well, I usually just do my lemon water first thing in the morning, and then I just slowly sip my tea, you know, and enjoy it. So yep. Lemon water, clean it out, tea to help the mind.
I didn't catch it. Did you say what type of tea it was?
Yeah, I do. I love holy basil tea. So I do all kinds of teas, but just today I'm doing a holy basil tea, which is, Tulsi tea. It's really good it's an adaptogen, great for stress relief, good for calming and relaxation, but yet focus.
And tastes basil-y?
Yeah, it does taste earthy. I mix it with other things.
Okay.
I love the taste of basil, so yes, it does. It is a form of basil. This one is mixed with clementine and vanilla, so... It has a really nice flavor. There's a whole bunch of different blends over at the co-op.
Okay.
So I'm kind of addicted to these. These are really good teas.
You're painting a pretty good picture to me. I don't even like tea, but you lost me at adaptogen.
It helps your body adapt to stress.
Okay. It's full of adaptogens.
So when do you think you might? When do you think you might have some breakfast?
Well, I have a smoothie that's sitting here waiting for me too. So, I'll probably have a smoothie and a bar because I'm awake before anyone else in my family. So I'll try to keep my breakfast very quiet and then head out the door.
but technically a smoothie is not quiet. How do you manage to keep it under wraps?
You are totally correct. I actually have been batch making my smoothies. Two times a week, and then I freeze them, and then I just pull them out, and that's how I've been doing it. Because otherwise my 5-year-old will wake up, and she will not let me leave if I ever up.
Any adaptogens in the smoothie?
Well, this one has strawberries and it has a lot of greens. I try to put a lot of greens in there and ginger. Those are just mostly for, vitamins and minerals and general supports of the body. Try to keep me kicking because sometimes I don't make healthy choices for the rest of the day. So at least I've got a smoothie in my body,
We're talking with Megan Shepherd today from the Brainerd area. She knows a lot about staying healthy. John, we know her from her belly dancing on the banks of the Mississippi River. She's also a lot about movement. You've got your own company and some cool stuff coming up, right?
Yes. Yes. We are finally coming out of the hibernation and, I've been working on a lot of big things for the studio. We're finally opening up our doors again. We made it a whole year, so now is the time to open up our doors.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do there, where it is, that kind of thing.
Cool. We're located right on Laurel Street in downtown Brainerd. You can't miss us. We're bright green storefront with purple trimming and a purple door. And we're connected with Rumbly Hall. So we have a really beautiful, large space that's quite awesome, and it's used for weddings and events when those things will continue going on. And we have, we've been open officially a year. So we have a few things going on. We're going to be celebrating that year celebration, which I'm super excited for. And that's going to be on Sunday, March 7th. So coming up pretty close here. And we're going to be, it's absolutely free. You can join online or in the studio, whatever you are comfortable with. And it's going to be a free movement workshop and some connection time where you get to just connect with others and just discuss some things. And in this time and age, it's kind of, I think people are craving a little bit of human interaction. So whether you're joining us online or in the studio, we're going to have some nice guided human interaction and do some really lovely low-impact, flowing movements. I've kind of, I love belly dance, but I've gone in the direction of fusion and more guided, flowing, meditational things with movement and low-impact movement more for restoration and healing and therapy, because that's personally what I need right now, and I think that's what a lot of other people are craving right now. So that's what you're going to find more in my classes nowadays. I still teach dance, and but it's more of a flowing, relaxing, restorative kind of dance, which I highly am enjoying right now. So, so we have our thing, which registration is open right now, and you can go to movementgardenstudio.com. And we have our, also, we are finally starting up classes, and we're doing something completely new and completely different, which I'm really, really excited for. And that's, registration starts on Monday for that one. And all the information is on my website, or else I could probably talk on and on. But I'm pretty excited. My husband and I have been working diligently for the last 4 or 5 months trying to put together this awesome program to help people get more in touch with self-care and movement and get what they need when they need it in a more gentle way. So, yeah.
Would you say belly dancing is a gentle way of dancing?
Actually, yes. I mean, it can be as gentle or challenging as you want. I go more on the gentle flowing side of it, but I there's definitely the more upbeat, vibrant side. Either way, it is fairly therapeutic. People don't realize how good it is for your body when you really go into it, and it actually develops the muscles that you use for childbirth. So that's one of the supposed origins of it, is it was originally taught to women to help with childbirth. Hmm. So it has a lot of beautiful ways that it impacts your body.
When I watch belly dancing or watch you, the way the hips move is like crazy, freakishly amazing. It doesn't seem possible. And I know most of it's physical, but maybe when you're mm-hmm. learning, or maybe when you're at the level you're at, do you have to consciously think through that process?
You know what I mean? I've been doing it for 12 to 13 years right now. So certain movements I can do in my sleep if I wanted to. However, that doesn't mean I don't need to still practice them or return to them, because those are amazing to keep in your mind. Because if you don't use it, you will lose it. You know, I'm a big believer in that. But it is definitely challenging for every single person at first, because you are moving your body in a different way than you've ever moved it before. So it definitely, at first, there's that little wonky mind jobble where you're just like, what is going on? Everything feels awkward and crazy, and then you get this shift where it's like, oh, this is actually beautiful and feels amazing. So if you can make it through the awkward phase and into the beautiful phase, it is awesome.
Heidi, did you do some belly dancing?
I never did. I bid on it. I never did the belly dancing. We don't need to talk about that. Someday I will. But Megan, I know you're busy today. We've been talking about your studio in downtown Brainerd. You're also, you work at the Crow Wing Food Co-op. It's a big time for them too, right?
Absolutely. It's a huge time for us. Yes. We have been working weeks and weeks. Actually, this whole project has been over a year, like probably a year and a half long. But these last 3 weeks have been the final countdown of moving the co-op to our new downtown location. Also on Laurel Street, right across from my studio, actually, which is really nice. So they're on Laurel Street at 624. And yeah, we won, thanks to the Brainerd Chamber of Commerce, we won the downtown destination contest for the co-op. And yeah, so we have been busting our butts moving for the last few weeks, which ends up being a lot more than you think. But we are so excited for the expanded location. It's looking so gorgeous, and we have a new deli that we're opening up with smoothie bars and all kinds of stuff. We're so excited.
Well, Megan, before we let you go, why do you listen? Why do you support KEXE, KBXE?
Oh, man, there's so many reasons why I love you guys, really. But I think just that personal touch that you guys add to everything you do. Like, I love the breakfast time and how you really do get interested in someone's breakfast, you know? even if it's oatmeal, I've heard you guys go on and on. I love it. And you guys crack me up, and you're just so, you bring that point of emotion and connection that I think just doesn't exist on a lot of platforms anymore. So, I love the music that you play. A lot of it's on my dance list and stuff. So I just love everything you guys do, and I appreciate everything you guys do.
Well, we appreciate you being a member and doing all you do for KAXE, and I can still see you out there. I guess I can't say cutting a rug. I don't know. It's weaving a rug, perhaps.
Weaving it.
Out on the dance floor on the festival. So, Megan, for being on What's for Breakfast, we have a sponsor, Homestead Mills. You either get country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your house in a cream-colored, heavily stitched bag.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. I've never tried wild rice pancakes, so that sounds awesome.
I think your daughter might like it.
I think so.
Megan, good luck to you. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Have a beautiful weekend.
You too.
Yeah.